pretty much know that to reap a good harvest, we have to sow a good seed. But I'll tell you, sometimes it's a long way between sowing and reaping. Waiting, waiting, and waiting. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at this waiting game from a different perspective. I'm not a farmer, but I've often imagined what it must be like. You know, you spend the money, you buy the seed, you prepare the soil, you plant the seed, and then you wait. So many things can go wrong. Too much rain, not enough rain, or it rains at the wrong time, and pests and disease and fire and hail. Sometimes it can be a different one each year. But eventually, after some hard work, the investment and the wait, it's the harvest time. When is harvest time? When the crop is ready, and not a day before. It must take a really special person to wait that long. My hunch is that farmers have a really special heart, a heart weathered by disappointment and incredible patience and that wonderful, wonderful time, harvest time. Harvest and time go together. Harvests are essentially about two things, planting seeds and waiting, planting seeds and time. And it doesn't matter how much we wish it had come earlier. It doesn't matter how impatient we get. Harvest only happens at harvest time, at the right time. And I guess that's why harvest time is such a special time for the farmer. And I guess when we plant some good seed into the ground, and eventually that harvest comes, well, harvest time is a wonderful time. We want to get something out of life, a harvest. And so in different situations, we know that if we want to get a harvest out of life, we need to plant some seed. God might put a dream in our heart to go and do something. It's not going to happen until we go and do it, until we put the effort in, until we put the sacrifice in. Sitting on the couch is not going to bring the dream into reality. We have to get up and do it and plant some good seed. It's a basic principle of life. You want to reap, you got to sow. Patience hasn't always been my strong suit, I have to say. You know, I have drive, I love to get things done, I like to finish things off, and that's good. But we need patience as well along the way. This week on A Different Perspective, we've been looking at the idea of sowing seed. You know, when we look around at our lives and we see over this side of our life things are going fantastically well, and in this one area, or maybe these two areas, well, things are not going so well. What do we do with those? Do we ignore them? Do we run away from them? Do we complain about them? Do we get angry with people? The best thing we can do, as we've seen on earlier programs this week, is to sow good seed into those places. When we're in a tough spot in life, in our finances, in our relationship, in our career, in health, and we want to run away, God's plan is that we should sow some good seed. And we sow good seed in a difficult relationship, we sow kindness. In financial difficulties, we sow giving, maybe giving to the poor. We sow a good seed and we wait and we nurture and we watch it grow and we weather the storms, but it all takes time. It's seeds, time, and harvest. Sometimes planting those seeds is very difficult in difficult times. You know, when someone's not being nice to us, we don't want to plant kindness into their lives, right? We just don't want to. But if we've got half a brain, we will, because there's a godly principle that says you plant good seed and you will reap a good harvest. So it's hard enough. We plant the seed and then we wait. And we wait. And we wait and we wait and we wait and we wait and nothing happens and then we wait some more. Great. Now that's a good plan, God. Thank you so much for that plan. But God's harvests rarely happen in an instant. Time is a process. It's a journey. It allows us to mature and to grow and to believe and to heal and to grow and to learn and to mature and to heal. You know, good cheese spends months in the cellar curing. A good wine can spend years in the cellar maturing. And it's like that with us. You know, when we're going through this time between planting a seed and harvesting the results, it feels like we're in a cellar sometimes. No one really understands. No one can feel what we're feeling. We just have the frustration and the hurt and the fear sometimes. Time is the hardest bit of all. And today, I want to encourage you, enjoy the time. Keep sowing good seed. Keep watering the ones you've sown. A mate of mine, Paul, the apostle, a couple of thousand years ago wrote this. He said, "Don't grow tired of doing good, because at the right time, you will reap the harvest if you don't give up." Why shouldn't we grow tired of doing good? Because at the right time, at harvest time, when the crop is ready, when God is ready, then we will reap the harvest if we don't give up. It's so easy to miss out on the harvest. You know, the marriage is rocky. We're busy and tired. She's picking and he's closing down and they're drifting apart. One of those two decides to sow a good seed. It doesn't get any better right away. In fact, maybe it gets worse. And time goes on and gets worse. And they still argue and it hurts. And I sowed the seed, I watered it. God, what are you doing? Time goes on and we keep sowing, we keep watering, we keep sacrificing, we keep blessing and loving, but it doesn't get any better. God, what are you doing? Why is it like that? Because God has a plan. His plan of sowing and reaping involves time. That's the plan. And you think about the farmer who prepares the field and sows and fertilizes and weeds, but actually the crop grows naturally out of that. He doesn't grow it. That's God's thing. And the harvest out of a couple who are having difficulties in their marriage and one of them decides to sow good seed into that relationship, the harvest is a rich marriage. The harvest is a soulmate. The harvest is intimacy and joy and love where once there was conflict and pain and void. Harvests are worth waiting for. Harvests are worth rejoicing over. And when we get to that harvest, we thought we never would, and we get to that harvest, we think, man, imagine if I'd have stopped. Imagine if I'd have lost interest. Imagine if I'd have given up just because it took time. That's why most cultures have harvest festivals. It is such a long wait. If you ever watch soccer, I mean, I love soccer, but it can be a long wait until someone scores a goal. So when they do score a goal, man, everyone goes mad because they scored a goal. It's like that with a harvest. Don't give up. God's plan is that time should go by. God's plan is that in that time, when we feel like we're in the cellar like a bottle of wine, don't grow tired of doing good, because at the right time, we will reap the harvest if we don't give up. God means for you to have a harvest time in your life. No matter where you are, no matter what you've done, no matter how bad the situation is, whether you're at the point of famine or sowing or waiting or waiting or waiting or waiting or reaping, the harvest is coming. Don't grow tired of doing good, and you will reap a harvest at the right time if you don't give up. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So, head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.